Rosh and Ois Lamed. So the second half of the Rosh spoke about Das al Kevicho. He talks about the following. He says, you have to measure your words. When you say something, it should be true commitments. It should be easier for you to spend money than to say your words. Words shouldn't just come out. You should think about what he's saying, because when you're saying something, you're committing to something, or you're making a statement. It should be very valuable to what you're doing. Furthermore, when a person has to suddenly say something which is not so pleasant to say, difficult, whatever it is, he has to say it. You have to measure it in the balance, the scale that you have in your mind. The person has to sit there, he has to measure it. And obviously, if sometimes person's scale has to be balanced. So if he has negius, so maybe that his scale isn't the right scale to use. So you have to get somebody else's scale, to and if you can't do that, so maybe it's better not to say it. That's also a possibility. So the Rosh, in many different ways, is talking about the milah of the Kach of Dibur. The Ramos says a fascinating thing. The Ramos says, and the Simen Vav, that the way the Ramo pictures the Seder HaBrachas, you say the Bracha of Asher Yetzar, which is a Bracha, which is on the Pliya that Rosh made, the tremendous Bria of a human being's body, and the miracles which exist in the human body, the Chalulim, the Nekavim, what it means, the Pella of the human body. You're saying a bracha, the bracha, and you say the bracha of Elokai, Neshama Shenasatibi, that's the bracha afterwards, is the bracha of the Hashem created a neshama. It's probably a bigger miracle, a greater miracle, the Pella of the Hashem created a neshama, put it into the human body. In between you say, bracha to Hashem, Rafechol Basor, Umafli La'asais. So Rafechol Basor is going back on the Hashem made the human being's body function properly. Umafli La'asais is talking about the Mokum of the Chibur, the Pella of the Hashem was able to be Mechaber, the Neshama, which is Tolu Ruchni, into the Goof, which is Tolu Gashmi, that the Hashem should put the two together. That's the Mafli La'asais. That's what Mafli La'asais is referring to. It says, and where is that the Neshama and the Goof meets? In the Kach of Dibur. Right? And you think of the Pella de Gazach, that the animals have a power of speech, they're able to communicate. Some animals communicate more, communicate less. They're able to communicate, but what they're communicating has something to do with the body. They're not having philosophical discussions. The monkeys are saying, does God exist? God doesn't exist. They're not, that's not something the monkeys, they discuss. The bananas are good, the bananas are not good. Maybe yes, maybe that's as far as it goes, right? Maybe they get together and talk about, the babies are giving them headaches. I don't know, but I don't know what they talk about. But, right? But they're not discussing the neshama. The neshama should express itself. Where does the neshama express itself? It expresses itself in the physical element of deeper. So, the Rosh created a pella that you can take something physical and express neshama with it. That's the mafli lasis. So, the Rambam, the sefer where the Rambam talks about the shavuos, the dorim, the zeiros is the sefer hafla. Ish ki yafla v'ndor neder nozer lahazel Hashem. That koyach of the human dibur to be able to express the concept of kedusha, putting kedusha on something, making a commitment, these type of things that the human beings should be able to do such a thing. That's the koyach of haflor. It's a pella. It's beyond comprehension, right? It's a, we don't understand how that could be such a thing. That's a tremendous karach of the Russian made of deeper. The Russian made this karach, a human being can create something with his deeper. So if that's the value of deeper, so you have the Mishnah says, "Lamasasa the guf tayv mishnika." You got to take it seriously. Or if a deeper is worth one, shtika is worth two. Right? You have to. It has to be value. We know that the in a certain sense there's a concept of supply and demand. Right, the less available something is, the more people were willing to pay for it. the more available something is, less people are willing to pay for it. The reality of but the reality of values, right? The most available thing that exists in this world is air. It's all over the place. Because without air, we can't function. The most valuable thing that there is in the world is not diamonds. It's not platinum. It's not, you know, cesium metal of cesium metal, which costs, who knows? It's air. It's wonderful to have all those other things. Without air, we don't make it. Right? So the most valuable thing in the world is air. It costs nothing. The Baruch Hashem said, since it's so important, he made it very available. But it doesn't mean you should squander it. You should mess it up. The next most important thing in the world is water. Water, you know, at least nowadays, the entrepreneurs found a way to charge you for water, right? Once upon a time, water also came for free. A lot of water. Diamonds, I don't know. Like, Russia never made a big supply of diamonds because it's not so important. So we live in a frikarta belt. So since it's very available, it must be it's not important. So we don't charge anything for it. Baruch Hashem. If they start charging it for air, we'd be in trouble. But the fact that human being is able to speak, it comes out so easy. The most powerful muscle that a human being has is his jaw. It's a fascinating thing. All of your muscles get tired. You could talk the whole day, and your muscle doesn't get tired. It's Haloi Dabruhu. Because it's a very powerful. The Russian made the human being's ability to speak is extraordinary. We could talk. We could learn. The person could sit there. His throat might get tired, but his mouth will keep going. Some people, their brains turn off, but the mouth keeps going, you know, right? The Baruch Hashem made it, that's a siman that it's valuable. A siman that it's important. The fact that it's so available means it's such an important thing. We have to have this kli available for us 24-7. It has to be available any moment. We need to be able to do what the Kiddush of Dibur is able to do. We say, oh, Dibur is so easy, it must be not so important. It's like it doesn't cost anything. That's the mistake that we make. The same way we make the mistake about air. One of Rabbi Avida Miller Zatzal's grandsons told me at Maisa, he walked into Zeta's house one time, his name is Yisrael. He says, Yisrael, Zeta says to him, Yisrael, watch this. He has a big basin of water. Big basin of water. He's still watching. Zeta sticks his head under the water. 30 seconds, 40 seconds, 50 seconds, and a minute, right? And you know, Zeta, you're like, he comes out and he takes a big schmack. So you don't know the value of air until you don't have it. Underwater, you don't have air. You run out of it. And then you say, air is taka valuable. Loyalenu. You read the stories about these people who went diving, you know, and they're down there and they realize that they look at their watch and they realize that they have three minutes worth of oxygen left, and it takes them 7 minutes to get to the surface. Right? What happens? Well, obviously they told you the story, it means that they made it, right? Because the ones that didn't make it, we don't get the story. Right? Then the person says, when we realize that air becomes limited, we go, wow, well, air is really important. It's more, you know, the person will give you all of his diamonds, all of his gold, everything like that, just to get the air. That's Dibur. He says, so it is easy to spend money. It'd be much easier to spend money than it is to spend Dibur. That person should express something. That's the mouth of the human being. The Russian made a capella which we can express it, that we can give over such a valuable, intelligent thoughts. We can impact the whole world. Be it a Dibur of Torah, be it a Dibur of something which we want to accomplish, be it a hello that you say to somebody, you make a person's day. You can impact the world. You can change the world with a Dibur. Much easier, the power of the pen, such smarter than the power of the sword. And that starts with this concept of with the Russian gave us the ability to communicate intelligent thoughts. So why would you want to use that Why would you want to use that for something, you know, which is intelligent? I want to tell you two stories. You know, Rabbi Yaakov Weiss comes here twice a year, usually with his CDs and his sukkah signs, whatever. Right, so he came and set up over here a few days ago. Came with his nephew. So before he left. Before they left, so I went over to the nephew. So Rishma was in Yiddish. Was Kishmak, and he enjoyed that. You know, Rishma was in Yiddish. I asked him, like, you know, so you're here from Silver Spring for, you know, you've never been to Silver Spring before. It's an interesting place, Silver Spring. What did you learn while you were here in Silver Spring for a day and a half? So he says to me, he says in Yiddish, he says to me that, you know, that when he gets married, he's going to move to live in Silver Spring. I said, why? He says, such nice people in Silver Spring. I says, every person said hello to him. People offered to hold the door for them. People helped them. Every person walked by. Everybody said, how are you? He says, the nice people, he's from Muncie. He says, nice people in Muncie also. He says, yeah, but not like Silver Spring. He says, some people, well, there are people, something make fun of you, and they chaper you. You know, you're selling these things. Yeah, there's probably somebody trying to grab something. Over here, he says, somebody wanted to buy a lot of different things. It was like $250 worth of materials. And his uncle said, you know, you take it now, you pay me later. So his uncle, like, you know, the business has got some sugar in it, right? You know, like, what are you talking about? He says, these people, they're trustworthy, they'll come back to pay. And the person came back to pay a little later on. And he was so small from it. If a person was a guest, somebody said, hello, how are you? You made the person's day. It's a beautiful thing. The other story is that somebody came here for a Shabbos and he told me that not one person said hello to him from the beginning of the Shabbos till the end of Shabbos. That wasn't such a good use of our Deaver. That was first. So maybe there's a tikkun now, but before Shoshana we were Masak. But that's the power of a speech. I've said over the story before. I just close with this end of the story. I remember this is what happened. It hit me. This is years ago. I was a bacher still, so that puts it back a few years ago. So I was standing in the coat room in Tells. There's a bacher standing over there, and he had two oranges in his hands. Now there's no place to store oranges in the hands of bacher. Middle of Seder, went to the dorm to get two oranges. Right. He's gotten one for himself and one for one of his chaver. Right then, one of the rebbeim walked into the coat room. So now, Intel's going to, you know, some of the shivas might be different, but Intel's going to the dorm in the middle of Seder is not countenanced, shall we say? Right. So it was obvious the bracha went to the dorm in the middle of Seder. So I expected this bracha to get some type of a. Being spoken to about the idea of going out the middle of first aid. Bechlal, being in the coat room, you know, it was right before shir. I went to get my notebook to go for shir. And the guy sitting there eating an orange in the coat room. It was the whole thing was like strange, you know, like probably count on my one finger the time I saw a guy eating an orange middle of first aid or in the coat room. That's what I recall. I mean, I can't. Maybe the wars happened more often. Maybe I wasn't hanging out in the coat room enough. But I don't know. But I don't remember it happening any other time. The Rebbe walks in. He looked at him. He said, "That was so zis of you that you thought about somebody else and you got an orange for somebody else besides yourself." And he walked out. And the bacher's face lit up. Mamash lit up. And I was thinking about. What could have happened, and what did happen? So it says one option which could have happened is the person would have, you know, came and you give him some strong speaking tool, you know, I'm supposed to do that, etc. And then, you know, the bracha would have been meduka, etc. The other way you deal with it sometimes is you make a joke, you know, you didn't bring me one, you know, that doesn't like, you know, something like that, which, you know, which really doesn't, you know, it's a cute joke, good line, doesn't do anything, right to the gun. And here the person used his speech to make the bracha feel like $1 million. I'm sure the guy was on cloud. This Rebbe, you know, said he's a nice guy. You know, he was on cloud nine the rest of the day. If that's what you can do with speech, why would you want to waste it on the empty and on the good geschmack line, which is empty? It's a waste of speech. It was a wasted opportunity. There wasn't anything bad about it. He walked in and says, "Well, okay, you didn't want to ring around the way. We laughed about Dr. Gangan." It was it would have been a wasted opportunity. You had ability to take the words and create Gan Eden. We mentioned before that this was a wonderful world, that you can sit in this world, and this world is so wonderful that you can spend a dollar and make eternity out of a dollar. Is it even better? You can spend anything at all and make eternity out of it. And that's the power of speech. That's what speech can accomplish. So we have to be chasadeya b'chara if we don't understand the value of what we have. It's like being chasadeya, we don't understand the value of air. If you're not thinking, the person thinks that air is very valuable. And that's olam hazeh. Dibur is olam haba. So we can take our dibur, we can use it properly, we can generate just tremendous accomplishments in this world, the world to come. So Rosh is saying, measure it out well, use it well, Rosh.